Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
Stand the heat, he'd drag it, our both my
Jul är jättebra, du.
Oh,
All right, everybody, if you're just joining us, this is Mike, your host, at Right Between Your Ears. And I'll tell you what we've been listening to so far. We started this set up with the theme from Z. Z was a novel written by Vasilis Basilikos. Wonderful book. Book about some political intrigues in Greece. Kind of a detective story. Anyway, this tune was written by one of my favorite Greek composers, Mikis Theodorakis. And I'd just like to plug that book if anybody hadn't read it. And if you can get a hold of a copy of the movie, it's a great, entertaining movie as well. So that was Theme from Z, or Zed, excuse me. Theme from Zed. And that was performed by Henry Mancini and his orchestra. And the next song that you heard was sending that out with a big dedication to my cousin Irene Grunberg over there in Stockholm, Sweden, who's getting ready to go on her annual holidays. She kind of combines research work with her holidays, so she always goes to the most interesting places upcountry in Sweden. And this song was by, don't quote me here, but I'm 99% sure this is a Swedish group of musicians. But they might have the odd Dane mixed in there. But the name of the band is called Dvivelspak. And spelled Dvivelspak. Dvivelspak. And these fellas are all, I believe, classically trained musicians. But they play, they compose their own early music. So it's not early music in the sense that they compose the music. But they take their inspiration from some very, very, very old Scandinavian origins. So the tune you heard was called Voluspa, de Visagong, aus der Lieder Edda. Der Lieder Edda is the Edda, one of the old, old Norse sagas. And so again, that's going out to my cousin Irene in Stockholm. And just to kind of cap that one off and get everybody up out of their chairs, I thought I'd play Lionel Richie's song All Night Long, which when that song came out, and you've heard me say this several times before, the first time I heard that song, I had to pull the car over because I was just twitching too much in the seat to drive properly. That's a real good old summertime song. And let's see here. We're going to go into the next set here. I'm going to give you the weather. I didn't want to mix that in with the fire report today, so I'll give you all that stuff a little bit later. And I just wanted to tell you that there is a little bit of a theme to tonight's show. You won't really garner that from the songs chosen, but my intention with this show tonight, it's called The Cloudbringer. And so we need to get some rain happening in certain spots. So going to work towards that with this program today. And in the last set, I'll give you a little clue how you might be able to help, particularly if you happen to be Danish or of any kind of Scandinavian extraction. So without any more foo-foo, let's get on with the next set. Hey, Lilouette, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
Of salt water, oh water. from a marble star. Of the milk out of a maiden's breast, the baby she got now. He's taken his fiddle to his hand, he's fiddled down to his son, and though he's bled unto the king, who never thought it long, as he sat fiddling castle hall, he's played them all so soundlessly. All but for the young princess, and for love she stayed away.
Well, he didn't take fast as he could run.
Wake up, my good master. Pipe it is almost done. Wake up, the cock has crowed. It's time that you were gone.
And quickly rose a Jack-O-Lion, pulled on his cloak and shoes, and cast a collar about his neck. He was a loss to sound.
And when he came to the lady's bower, rattled at the pin. The lady was true to her word. She arose and let him in.
Oh, whither have you left with me? Your bracelet or your glove? Or are you returned back again?
Were a bloody oak, by oak and ash and bitter thorn, saying, lady, I never was in your house since the day that I was born.
Oh, then it was your young foot that has so cruelly beguiled me.
In the corner. to the priest, he's the doctor, he can handle the shit. Dreaming of the tenderness, the trembling of lips, of kissing every slip. Dreaming of Mercy Street, where you're inside out. Dreaming of mercy in your daddy's arms again. Dreaming of Mercy Street, so when they move that sign, looking for mercy.
Everybody in Lillooet and anybody that happens to be driving through town with the radio on, this is Mike, your host, on Right Between Your Ears. Now that last tune that you just heard, it just faded out, was called Mercy Street, which many people will know that was written by Mr. Phil Collins. But who performed it? Well, it was one of our BC boys called Doug Towle. And his name is spelled T-O-W-L-E for anybody that wants to look him up. He's a guitar player that plays flamenco, and I believe he's from Surrey, but he's from the lower mainland anyway. And this fella, my mom bumped into him one day in White Rock. I think he was just not quite busking, but just about just one step up from busking. And he gave her a CD he was selling that he made himself. And anyway, he's traveled over to international competitions of that particular type of guitar playing, and he's brought home ribbons. So he's somebody, BC boy, to be proud of, Doug Towle. And his band is called De La Terra. And now the lady that was singing that song, her name is Yasmin Rajibali. And I believe she used to hang out in Bowen Island. Don't quote me on that, but I think so. And I don't know if she's BC born, but I know she's a BC gal. And what a sweet voice mixed in with that guitar. So Yasmin Rajibali, Dubohod Soni, Sasidikal. And just before that, we had an old English traditional song done by the one and only band Pentangle. And that's John Renborn. Jackie McShee was the singer, and let's see, John Renborn and Bert Jantz, and the other fellow's last name is Cox. I can't remember exactly his first name, but that's an old recording from an album called Cruel Sister. And I tell you, what a sad story that was. Young Tom, the servant, lost his head, and it was worse than an Italian opera. Everybody died at the end. But beautiful those old music arrangements and the instruments they used, and Pentangle's particular style of that plucked guitar strings where they really slap it, kind of a percussive style again, which you've probably figured out by now. I kind of like that in the guitar playing. And boy, them guys knew how to mutter oaths back then by oak and dash and bitter thorn. We're going to go now into the weather. So I tell you what, first off the bat, it sure has been nice to actually see the sky. And I'm sure everybody concurs with that. Even with the clouds coming in, the air has been so much fresher to breathe. So here, let's take it on through to next Sunday. Overnight tonight, we're looking at 13 Celsius with a few clouds. Currently, it's 25 Celsius, which is just right in the comfort zone. The dew point is 1.8. Humidity is 22%, a little bit more decent than what it has been. And the barometric pressure is at 101.0 kilopascals on the glass, and it has a tendency to fall, which will move some air around. Now, Tuesday, August 15th, 26 Celsius. Also for Wednesday, 26 Celsius. Both days sunny. Overnight's Tuesday night, 14. Few clouds. Overnight on Wednesday, 16. Clear. Might see some stars. Thursday, we've got 28 Celsius and sunny with an overnight of 16 and clear skies. Friday, August 18th, we got 27 Celsius, sunny, with overnights of 13 and clear. Saturday, the 19th, we've got 25 Celsius, sunny, overnights of 12. Oh boy, when those numbers get down there, it's real nice to sleep with the windows open. Clear skies on that night. And Sunday, they are predicting 24 Celsius and sunny. UV index sitting at 7. A few clouds, local smoke, this is for today, or tomorrow, excuse me. A few clouds and local smoke, winds south, 40 kilometers, gusting to 60, low of 14. So that pretty much wraps up the weather. I'm looking here at the 1998 to 2016 records, and the highest was 38, and the lowest for this day was 12 degrees Celsius, which was just back in 2009. Greatest precipitation was 3.4 millimeters back in 1999. That's just for weather buffs. And I think that's just about all that kind of business for now. And we'll get on with the show. From our high mountain transmitters to 100.5 on your FM dial, this is Radio Little Little.
از اون روزا که قلبا نزدیکتر از امروز بود، آواز هم شهریام صمیمی و دلسوز بود. از اون روزا که رستم از اون روزا که شبهاش می شد ستاره شمار، اسم گلای باغ می شد به خاطر سپار. از اون روزا تا امروز یه عمره که می گردم دنبال اون کسی که تو روزا از اون روزا که عکسات زیر قبر نبودن، گنجشکای توی بود فکر فرار نبودن. از اون روزای معصوم روزای خوب بازی روزای آبی عشق، روزای بی نیازی. از اون روزا تا امروز یه عمر که میگردم دنبال اون کسی که تو روزا گم کردم و ببینم تو آینه رو برو. از اون روزا تا امروز یه عمر که میگردم دنبال اون کسی که تو روزا گم کردم. از اون روزا تا امروز یه عمر که میگردم دنبال اون کسی که تو روزا گم کردم. از اون روزا تا امروز
yeah.
To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human.
Bobcat Logic.
Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon. Thank you. Hello, everybody. If you're just joining us at Right Between Your Ears, this is Mike, your host. And I'd like to give you a couple of little announcements here, and then I'll tell you what you were just listening to in that last set. I'm going to start these announcements off with the British Soccer Camp. It starts on August 14th. That's today, at 12 a.m. until 11:59 p.m. It says August 14th to 18th at Conway Field. Ages 3 to 16, welcome. Half and full day programs. The registration includes a free ball and t-shirt. You can sign up today at 1-800-878-2167. If you missed signing up, maybe they can still get you in there. Or at www.challengersports.com. I'm going to do that again. www.challengersports.com. All one word, Challenger Sports. For events that require registrations, please call 250-256-7527. 250-256-7527. Office hours are Monday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Closed for lunch, 12:30 to 1:30. So that is the British Soccer Camp started up today. And to some folks, it might be a bit premature, but next summer starts the World Cup of Soccer. And on their World Cup of Soccer website, they already have the hourly countdown to the first game. And myself, I can hardly wait. So that's a real good game to get kids involved in, is soccer, because you don't need much except a pair of shoes and a ball. Now, the music we've been listening to. Oh, one more announcement here. This is just kind of a little brief thing. I gave a lengthy announcement of the Fishing Derby, which was slated for Sunday, August the 13th. It's been rescheduled because of the fires to Sunday, September 10th. So that is the Lillooet Lions 24th Annual Fishing Derby. It's not going to be yesterday. It's going to be rescheduled to September 10th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. sharp at Pavilion Lake, with a grand prize of $500 for the longest fish. Entry fee schedule is advance ticket $20, $25 on Derby Day, and it says here $5 lucky catch ticket may fish with $15 on Derby Day. So I don't know how that works, but if you've ever been there before, you probably already know that. Doesn't sound like something new. There's a phone number here. You can phone 250-453-9809 to get information about this. Or you can phone 250-256-7025. So there's some other prizes too. There's a draw prize of a 20-minute scenic helicopter trip for four, courtesy of Blackcomb Helicopters. There's a half-hour plane flight for two, courtesy of Chris Strube. And there's a dinner for four in Paradise, it says, courtesy of Lion Kevin Goforth. Or $200 cash substitution if you don't feel like dinner. You can't hardly beat that deal. So that's our public service announcements for today. And now, what were those tunes you just heard? Well, we started it out with two of my, I'll just say, spiritual girlfriends. First one was a lady from Iran who sings in Persian. And her name is Gugush. Her stage name is Gugush. And it's spelled like it sounds, G-O-O-G-O-O-S-H. And I just saw the other day accidentally on the internet that she's coming to Calgary very soon. And tickets are still available. I got to see her last year around Christmas time down in Vancouver. I've been listening to her for years, but I tell you what, it was worth going. A very, very accomplished singer. And whether you understand the Farsi language or not that she sings in, it's she carries all the emotional expression when she sings. So you don't need to know the words. You can follow along with your heart as you listen to her. And the song that came after that was called Pied Jésus, and it was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And who sang it? A little wee Welsh girl called Charlotte Church. So, of course, it's an older recording, but if you remember back before there was American Idol or any of those so-and-so's Got Talent shows on TV, there was Charlotte Church. And I'm not positive, but I think she couldn't have been maybe somewhere between 11 and 12, 13 years old when she was discovered by taking part in a little local contest where she lived in Wales. And what a voice. The last song in that set was a man called Oscar Lopez. And it was his composition called Lucia. And I tell you what, people can argue all day long about who's the best flamenco player and this and this and that. And, you know, I've got about six of them that I would say are the best, hands down. But when I break that down and look at it, they all have something different nuance they bring to it. So their individualism is what makes them the best. So there's a couple of them that are the best. This guy, Oscar Lopez, is one of the best. And I didn't give you the title of Gugusha's song. It was called Gom Shode. And just before we get on with the next set, I would like to say that I just had an idea sitting here, how to get these fires out. One thing that could be done is get some gugush music and some big, big loudspeakers and put it on a big helicopter and just kind of circle around the Elephant Hill fire on the perimeters, especially in the areas where you don't want it to go, and just kind of slowly circle around and head back towards where it's already burned, and I guarantee you the fire will follow. And once you get to the center, you just have Charlotte sing that Pied Jésus, and the flames will just turn into morning dew. And with that said, we'll get on with the next set. Thank you.
aking tuwa ng magulang mo at ang kamay nila ang iyong ilaw. At ang nanay at tatay mo'y di malaman ang gagawin, minamasdan pati pagtulong mo. At sa gabi napupuyat ang iyong nanay sa pagtimpla ng gatas mo. At sa umaga na may kalungkalan, iyong amang tuwang-tuwa sa iyo. Ngayon nga ay malaki ka na, ang nais mo'y maging malaya, di man sila payag, walang magagawa. Ikaw nga ay biglang nagbago, naging matigas ang iyong ulo, at ang payo nila'y sinuway mo. Di mo man lang inisip na ang kanilang ginagawa'y para sa'yo. Pagkat ang nais mo'y masundot ang layaw mo, nagdaan pang mga araw at ang landas mo'y naligaw, ikaw ay nanunong sa masamang piso. At ang una mong nilapitan ang iyong inang lumuluha, at ang tanong anak, ba't ka nagkaganyan? Biglang lumuha ng di mo napapansin. Pagsisisilang sa isip mo, nalaman mo, ika'y nagkamali. Pagsisisilang sa isip mo, nalaman mo, ika'y nagkamali. Pati ang iyong masamang bisyo, laking pasalamat ng magulang mo. Ikaw nga ay tuluyang nagbago, natagpuan ang sarili, galaw ng isip mo matuwid na. Patuloy ang takbo ng araw at ikaw
ocean deep and blue. Felt the rapture of the dawning, thrilled to sunset's golden view. I have soared above the mountain peaks, saw valleys great and wide, but it's a little more like heaven by your side. It's a little more like heaven where you are. I have sought for happiness both near and far, but my search for love was through. The day that I met you, called it's a little more like heaven where you are. I have watched the crystal raindrops fall to earth to cool the day. Watched the rainbow at twilight when the clouds have blown away. I've adored the clinging roses round my mountain home so dear, but it's a little more like heaven when you're near.
It's a little more like heaven where you are.
I have sought for happiness both near and far,
but my search for love was through the day that I met you.
Cause it's a little more like heaven where you are. I have been tempted for a moment by alluring magic charm of a fickle flaming beauty while waltzing in her arms. I've cherished memories of the past, of friends so kind and true, but it's a little more like heaven, dear, with you.
It's a little more like heaven where you are.
I have sought for happiness both near and far,
search for love was through the day that I met you.
Cause it's a little more like heaven where you are.
Cause it's a little more like heaven where you are.
Well, thank you, Hank Snow. That little ditty was called It's a Little More Like Heaven Where You Are by Hank Snow. That song was written by Hoyt and James Atkins, and I don't know if they're kinfolk of Chet Atkins, but I guess there's at least a chance of it. Now, I'm going to count these up backwards, because that's how they kind of stick in your mind. Just before that, you heard, excuse me, Scotland the Brave, a rendition of it done by a man named Steve McDonald. So he's got the... he's got the credentials, and I've heard many versions of that song. They're all stirring, but I particularly like the way that Mr. McDonald does it, especially when the mast pipes come in. It rattles your chakras. I don't care if you're Celtic or not. It rattles your chakras. Prior to that, you heard a song in some funny foreign language that was Tagalog. And that was a man named Freddie Aguilar you've heard on this show and you'll be hearing more of. And as I've said before, he is the Bob Dylan, the Leonard Cohen, and the Neil Young, the social conscience of the Philippine Islands, all rolled into one man. He's still alive. And it kind of ties into the name of this show. Now, that song was called Anak, A-N-A-K. Anak means child. And that song, back when it came out, can't tell you the year, but it was quite some time ago. When that song came out, it basically, the equivalent of, I guess, over here or in Europe, when they say a record goes platinum or goes magma or whatever, it broke every single chart from, I'd say, Manila up as far as Mongolia, Beijing, all the way to Hokkaido in Japan, all the way down across... the entire Southeast Asia, way over on into India, basically all of near and far Asia. That song hit the top of the charts just like wildfire. And lots of people did versions of it, and it was translated dutifully into every single Asian language out there. And I first heard the song without understanding a word, even though my wife can understand the lyrics. And it just spoke directly to me. Eventually, she translated the words for me, and I was absolutely amazed that somehow, without knowing any of those words, other than I knew that an Anak meant child. somehow I seemed to know what that song was all about once I saw it all translated out. And so this show is called Right Between Your Ears, and what sits right between your ears? Your mind. And it turns out your mind has a pipeline connected to something else you got called a heart. And sometimes that pipeline gets clogged up with fear, anger, all kinds of other stuff. And you know what's a good drain cleaner to pour down there is called music, because it cuts right through the crap. And so when you hear music that you don't particularly understand the instruments, they might sound weird, that you never heard them before, or it's in a language you don't know, it doesn't matter. We're only using a tiny fraction of the computer that we call our brain. You'd be amazed what it can do by way of translation. So you just simply got to take it in, and between your brain and your heart, you'll figure out exactly what it means. And those are the kind of songs that I try to choose for this show here. Now, what do we start the set out with? Well, that was an Irish song, and I believe, now it's not written down here in the credits of being a traditional song. I happen to beg to differ on that. I think it might be a traditional song. But in Irish Gaelic, it's called An Tweedy Ar Uilen Clear. And what that means is a lark in the clear air. And I'm pretty sure a Tweedy is where we get Tweety Bird from. So that was a man named Mark Dignam, who plays, I guess they'd call it Neo-Celtic music. And this is already dated a few years old, but they're trying to break out of some of the stereotypes and go in a few new directions, but always they're dredging from the early music in order to move forward. So that was Mark Dignam with An Tweedy Ar Uilen Clear, A Lark in the Clear Air. And that's to celebrate this dadgum smoke is finally dissipating, which is great. And maybe by next show my voice is halfway back to normal. So right now, we're going to go into the last set, and when I tell you what those songs are at the end of the show, I'll tie it back up with what I was saying, something that you can do to help to get us some rain. So let's go ahead and get started on this.
Spannen lange Hansel, Nudel, dicke Dirn. Gehen wir in den Garten, schütteln wir die Birn. Schüttel ich die Großen, schüttel ich die Kleinen. Wenn das Säcklein voll ist, gehen wir wieder heim. Lauf doch nicht so schnell, spannen lange Hans. Ich verliere die Birnen und die Schuh noch ganz. Trägt ja nur die kleine nudeldicke Dirn. Und ich schlepp den schweren Sack mit den großen Birnen.
Thank you.
folks. That brings us up to the end of today's show. We went out with a song called The Black Danube by Al Stewart. Now, that song was featuring a guitarist called, let me just get this guy's name straight, Lawrence Joubert, J-O-U-B-E-R-T. And this particular album of Al Stewart's was called Between the Wars. And you're going to be hearing some more selections from this album over the course of as long as I'm doing this show. And one reason is, besides the delightful music and that very interesting guitar playing by Mr. Joubert, is I've never heard myself in reviews or articles about Al Stewart crediting him with being a historian. And in my opinion, that's exactly what he is. He just does it through music. Particularly that album, Between the Wars, is a very, very advanced history lesson on basically what happens 20 to 50 years before they have a big war and the 20 or 30, 40 years after they have a big war in the little back rooms of the power brokers. And it all comes out through his lyrics. For those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, it's a pretty good lesson and wonderful music to boot. So that was Black Danube, an instrumental piece by Al Stewart featuring Lawrence Joubert. And we started up that set with a little bitty tune called Spannen Lange Hansel. And that song is going out to my friend, Mr. Gary Wilkie. And that song is by a pop singer from Germany called Nena. And some of you, especially younger folk, will recognize that right off the bat as the Itsy Bitsy Spider. So just before we close up today's show, I said I'd tell you a way that you could help to get some rain to fall. Well, a long time ago, a very old Danish woman told me a little trick that comes from Denmark. Now, I don't know if it holds through into other parts of Scandinavia, but it might. But it's quite well known, or used to be quite well known, that if you kill a spider, you will make it rain. So I've got one living over the wood pile I just chopped at my place, and I'm not going to touch it because there's a whole army of bark beetles hatching out of that wood pile. And this spider's catching them and getting fat on them, so I figured that's a good way to go. But the other day I was inside my house, and something dropped on my head from the ceiling, and so I just slapped it, and of course it was a spider. And that was that first day we had a little teeny bitty bit of a sprinkle, so who knows? If you got any nuisance spiders, maybe try stomping on one and see if you can make it rain. So stand by, and we're going to get you onto the country playlist.